This chazar is echnish about chesed shagam and mizum sechta v'dezor daf mem ches. Zok the mishnah, there are three categories of asherah trees. Number one, a tree that was planted with intent for v'dezor. This tree is asur b'hanah. Number two, a tree that was pruned or trimmed with intent to then use a new growth of the v'dezor and it then grew. So if the growth was removed, this tree would become mutter. Number three, a tree under which an v'dezor was put and then removed, this tree is mutter. Zok the gemara, the yeshiva Rabbi Yanai taught the second category is referring to where he was mavrich, meaning he bends a tree into the ground from where it then takes new root and grows into a new tree, or he grafted it onto another tree. The Mishnah said it's even where he simply pruned or trimmed the tree. How can you say it's only Mavrich over there or where he grafts? Enfet the Gemara Rabbi Yanai was referring to being Mavatel the Avodah Zarah. He was saying that even if he was Mavrich or grafted, if he removes what grew, it becomes Mutter. We would have thought that it has the status of a newly planted tree and then therefore remains Aser no matter what. He therefore teaches that it could become Mutter. Shmuel said if someone bows down to a tree, the new growth is Aser. In fact, our Mishnah seems to say that it only becomes Aser if the tree is pruned or trimmed, not by simply bowing down to it. Enfet the Gemara Shmuel would say that the Mishnah follows the view of the Rabbanon, but that his statement was made according to the view of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a tree planted without intent of Avodah Zarah, which is then worshipped, becomes Aser. Frek, the more Rabashi is, how do we know that the Rabban and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda argue with regard to new growth? Maybe they all agree that the new growth is also the Machalekas regarding the original part of the tree. The Machalekas read Rabbi Yosef holds, Vasherehem Tisafun Be'esh teaches that the whole tree becomes Osir. The Rabban hold that Tegadeun teaches that only the new growth becomes Osir. Although the earlier Gemara said that they each learn out from the other pasuk, meaning not the one attributed to them over here, we can say that they do use the pasuk. And for the Gemara, we can't say this because because then whose view would our Mishnah be following when it says that the tree becomes also only when it's pruned or trimmed? According to Rabbanon, the growth would be also even without trimming it. According to Rabbi Yossi, even the original part of the tree is also. Gemara says the Mishnah could be following either view. It can be following the view of Rabbi Yossi, and it may be that he holds that when a tree is simply bowed down to, the entire thing becomes also, but when it's pruned, the person shows that he only has intention for the new growth, and that's why only the new growth is also. It could also be following the Rabbanon, and they're teaching that even when an act of pruning is done to the tree, it still does not make the entire tree usher, only the growth. Zok the next Mishnah, what's an Asherah tree? It's a tree under which there is an Avodah Zarah. Rav Shimon says, it's any tree that is worshipped as Avodah Zarah itself. The Mishnah says, it once happened that there was a tree that was being worshipped in Sidon, and they found a heap under the tree. Rav Shimon told them, go and investigate that heap. They did so and found an Avodah Zarah buried in it. He told them, since they were worshipping that Avodah Zarah, not the tree, because obviously that's where they were worshipping, the tree itself is actually Mutter. Fact number, the last Mishnah gave three categories of Asherah, so why now all of a sudden the Mishnah is asking, what's an Asherah tree? Enfet the Gemara, the Mishnah means that of the three categories, two are agreed to by all, and regarding one, there's Machloikis and Rav Shimon and Rabbanon. The Mishnah is asking, which category is that Machloikis? The Mishnah says it's the category of the Avodah Zarah under the tree. Frekmar, what tree is presumed to be an Asherah? So Rav said it's any tree under which the priests for the Avodah Zarah sit and don't take from its fruits. Shmuel said if they do use the fruits, but they say that it will be used for their holiday, also has a dinner of an Asherah tree. Amemer said, the elders of Pumbedisa told me that the halacha follows Shmuel. Zok the next Mishnah, we may not sit in the shade of an Asherah, but if one does, meaning he sits in the shade but not directly beneath the branch, he remains tar. We're not allowed to walk beneath the tree, and if one does, he becomes tame. If the branches hang over the Shazarab and a person walks underneath them, he remains tar. For Ekdimara, it's also to benefit from Avodah Zarah, so it's obvious that he can't sit in its shade. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Bachanan and Rabbi Yochanan said, the Mishnah is teaching that even the shadow of its shadow, meaning the lighter secondary shadow, is Asur as well. For Ekdimara, this would mean that the Mishnah is saying that sitting in the primary shadow would even make him tame, because saying in the secondary shadow, if that's what Mishnah is talking about, then he doesn't become tame, but in primary shadow he would become tame. And for tomorrow he would remain tar over there as well. The Mishnah is teaching that one should not even sit in the secondary shadow. That's the chiddush. Others say the Gemara asked that it's obvious that he remains tar since he wasn't under the branch. Rabbi Rechana answered that the Mishnah is teaching that even if he sat in the primary shade, he would remain tar. The Gemara asked, does that mean that sitting in the secondary shade would be mutter? The Gemara says no. That would also be ulcer, but the Mishnah is teaching that sitting in the primary shade would still not make him tame. Mishnah then said, v'lo yavar tachteo v'im ovar tame. The reason he becomes Tomei is because we're certain that there's a carbon of Avodah Zarah buried under the tree. This follows the view of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, who learns from a pasuk that the carbon of Avodah Zarah gives off Tumas oil like a mace. Mishnah then said, Hoyste Gezelis as a rabbin v'over tachteo tar. Fact the Gemara, does the Mishnah mean that b'di'evet, if he passed underneath the tree, he remains tar, or that l'chatchile, if it's over the shusram, you're allowed to go ahead and pass underneath? Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, in the name of Chizkiya, said it means even l'chatchile. Rabbi Yechonon said it means only b'di'evet. The Gemara says they don't argue. Rabbi Yechonon is referring to where there's an alternate route that he can take. Rabbi Yitzchak is referring to where there is no alternate. The Merzah says a Meister, Sheish has told his attendant that when they pass under an Asherah tree that overhangs the Shusharabim, he should rush them. In fact, if there's no alternate route, why do you have to rush? If there is an alternate route, how is rushing make a mutter? The Merzah said there was no alternate route, but as a prestigious person, the Adam Choshev, he felt that he should conduct himself on a more chumradical level and therefore should rush underneath and not take his time walking underneath. Zog the next Mishnah, we're allowed to plant vegetables under our shade in the winter because the shade blocks the sun and therefore it's actually detrimental to the vegetables, but not in the summer because then it actually helps. Lettuce may not be planted there in the winter or the summer. Rabbi Yossi says even vegetables may not be planted there in the winter because the falling leaves act as fertilizer and benefit the growth of the vegetables. Frech the Gemara, does the Mishnah mean that Rabbi Yossi holds that the combination of the usher items, meaning the leaves and the mutter item, the soil, make the vegetables usher when they both cause the growth, and the Rabbanan hold that when an usher and mutter thing combine, the result is mutter? And earlier, Mishnah Mamish says, punkt vaket. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yossi says, a medlava may be ground into powder when thrown into powder and thrown into the wind. And the Rabbanan say that it would act as fertilizer and therefore it would be also to do. Now we consider Rabbi Yossi allows it over there because the avodah is being destroyed, and he doesn't allow it over here because the tree is not being destroyed. However, how can we explain the contradicting views of the Rabbanan? After tomorrow, we have to reverse the opinions in our Mishnah. The Rabbanan holds it's also Rabbi Yossi holds is actually mutter. Another teretz, we can also answer that we don't have to reverse the views. Rabbi Yossi can be explained as we have explained. The Rabbanan, on the other hand, we can say that we can be explained by saying that with regard to the vegetables under the tree, they hold that the benefit provided by the falling leaves is totally negated by the shade provided by the tree, and therefore it's not an issue.